Okay, we are recording.
We are the voice of the under 25s.
I'm currently shut myself in the toilet.
How on earth do you become a lollyologist?
The bag with my blood in it. My blood.
Our stories, what we think, the truth.
And how long have you been sort of on the streets? On and off for a year.
We got told that he was killed in a motorcycle accident.
If we can't create a ginger army to take over the world, then we can at least lobby the government for tax-free sun cream.
Podium.me. This is your platform.
If you were in the friend zone and you told her that you love her, you yes. want her to be your wife, but she yes. treats you like her brother, that's yes. the friend zone.
The friend zone. I've been told it's the worst place in the world. Imagine prison with the highest walls, the best state-of-the-art security, with no possibility of parole. Yet the person you like visits you every day and tells you how much of a friend you are and that you will never ever get out of that place. I'm Giorgetto. I ask young Londoners their views on the friend zone.
Friend zone is the awkward situation when one person has a greater level of affection for someone than the other one. The other one just wants to be friends. So you end up in the friend zone where they care for you, they like you, but they don't want it to be anything more than friends.
When someone's not really interested in you?
From what I know, friend zone is something where someone likes you, but it's only one way. So yeah, love is only one way.
Have I ever put anyone in the friend zone?
Yes,
I have.
How did that work?
I just say, oh, you know, you're just like a brother to me.
I don't know, when you feel that someone's sort of coming on to you a bit, you sort of have to just, I don't know, give them a hug and be like, just act like they're your friend. And then, oh, also, what you do is you talk about girls with them, like, oh, who do you fancy and things like that. Have you ever done that, like, where you do that?
So that is friend-zoning someone.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you talk, you give them advice and things and sort of, you're like their... You try and get across that you're there for them in a different way, not in that way.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you just got to park that ish. It's not the right time, not the right person. You know, you like them, but you just don't like them like them.
But how do you go around doing that without breaking them into little pieces?
Well, you just don't lead them on. You let them know the situation up front. You don't have to be cold about it. Yeah, you're just like, you know, really like you, you're a good friend, but I just don't see you that way. I'm sorry. Not happening.
Rejection is also known as friend zone. I just think it's just an updated word of rejection. And I would say this just because, let's say someone likes you and you don't like them back, that's rejection. Okay, I think rejection is because you can have best friends and your best friend will like you and then be like, okay, now I think we should stay friends. And so you stay friends, but you're still... And then that's the friend zone, I guess. That's where it's probably created.
Have you been in a friend zone?
Yes.
What was that like?
Frustrating. You know, man's want to get it on and girls don't want to get it on. And, you know, it's always going to be a frustrating situation.
Have I ever been put in a friend zone? I don't know, because I don't really try and approach a lot of people, so.
Never. Never.
Are you sure?
100%. I've never been in the friend zone. Never will be in there. I don't know. It's a lot of work, and I'm not a fan of grafting. Yeah.
I probably have. Yeah. I think it's happened to me a few times where people have been a bit giving me the cold shoulder. So I'm like, yeah, okay, they're not interested, or they'll sort of flirt with someone else, and I don't know. It's sort of really mixed signals. I think boys and girls think in completely different ways.
Yeah, you can get out of the friend zone.
Really?
You can, yeah.
Explain how.
It depends, though, if you end up, like, building a relationship with a person, obviously. Mm. That doesn't always happen. But sometimes just staying in the friend zone gets you out the friend zone.
Really?
It can get you out the friend zone, yeah. Not always.
How does someone get out of the friend zone?
Don't go in it in the first place.
Don't go in there.
Just don't go in. Like, unless you're 100% sure. Mm. You have to think of everything, not just getting in a relationship. Think of, like, how it affects, like, your day-to-day, like, stuff as well, rather than, oh, yeah, I want a girlfriend because it's winter.
You got any advice for anyone trying to get out of the friend zone?
Yeah. Don't keep chasing. Yeah? Give them some space. Yeah. Don't forget about them, obviously. Don't just go cold. Yeah. But, you know, chasing them, giving them it on a plate, that's not going to incent anybody. You just need to show them from a distance what they're missing out on.
I think women overthink things too much, but I think men don't think enough. So yeah, I think that when you're together, it balances it out. Don't you think, though? Because when girls overthink too much and boys don't think enough, then when you're together, it balances out.
Do you have anything final to say about being friend-zoned?
If it happens to you, just take it with a pinch of salt and move on to the next.
What I've taken from this is that a friend zone is not a place one wants to be. The chances of breaking out is possible, but very, very slim. But do you want to spend an eternity waiting for that acknowledgement? Or go forth and seek newer goals?
Talk about your story.
Where do I start?
Maybe what was the question? Have you not heard about this?
No.
Oh, okay, I'll go into it.
I just couldn't care less.
Don't worry, I completely agree with you.
That's a weird one.
What am I going to say? Nah. That's really judgmental, innit? And basically, that pretty much sums it up.
I'm George Addo, and if you want to get involved or even want to make your own podcast about what interests you, please visit www.podium.me.